Turkey has vowed retaliation after a bomb attack hit the capital Ankara during rush hour, killing at least 28 people and wounding more than 60 others. Authorities say a car bomb was detonated next to military bus bases near the armed forces headquarters, the parliament and other government buildings. Turkey's Deputy Prime Minister, Numan Kurtulmuş, has condemned the attack as, quote, an act of terror. Speaking a short time ago, he also called on the international community to show support that goes beyond words.
And it's not just a matter of simply condemning the terrorist attacks. It's a matter of truly supporting each other. Friends of Turkey should not discriminate between terrorist organizations, and they should not favor some of the terrorist organizations. This is a global issue, and we shouldn't fall into their traps by favoring some of those or supporting some of those terrorist organizations.
That's Turkey's Deputy Prime Minister speaking through a translator there, Numan Kurtulmuş. Well, let's get the latest from Ankara now. Fulya Ozarkan is an AFP correspondent based in the Turkish capital. Fulya, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thank you.
I know it's almost midnight there in Ankara, so thank you for speaking to us. You've been out at the site of the explosion. Where were you when this attack happened, and what have you seen?
Well, it was around 6:30 local time in Ankara. I was in the office. We are in the Çankaya neighborhood, which in a kind of, you know, overseeing the central Ankara. It's a hilly area. Mm-hmm. And then I heard a powerful blast, and I thought it was serious. And I rushed to the window and saw all people in their balconies. And when I went back to our balcony to see the view, I saw a huge plumes of smoke rising into the sky, and then rushed to the scene. Initial reports said it was a bomb attack, and while on the way, I heard another blast. But then it was confirmed by officials that it was police actually detonating a suspicious package.
Right.
When I arrived at the scene, police cordoned off the area and did not allow neither the civilians nor the members of the press to penetrate into the barricade. It was all, when I talk with the eyewitnesses, they all talk about chaos, panic, but we just know that the blast was so powerful and it was hard almost all, you know, several neighborhoods of the city.
Can I, Fulya, can I interrupt you there to give us a sense of which neighborhood this was in? By the sounds of it, it was placed almost in the heart of Ankara, near the parliament building during rush hour. Given the high security situation already across Turkey and in Ankara, how did the attackers succeed with this?
Yeah, it was an area which was very close to the government buildings. Parliament is there, naval forces, general staff, armed quarters, land forces command. It was actually all the military compounds. But, you know, Turkey is prone to such attacks. I mean, in October, we here witnessed the deadliest attack of the Republic's history when over 100 people were killed.
Given that attack, you would think, we would expect security would be on very high alert. You know, was this a security failure? I mean, obviously it was, if this car bomb could get into this district at this time.
Yeah. When I spoke with people, actually the first arriving people who rushed to the scene, because we arrived later, and the first one were the MPs, who were at the General Assembly at the time of the blast, and they walk into the scene. I spoke with one of the opposition MPs, and he said that, you know, everybody was in panic. Firefighters could not proceed into the scene. Even security forces were panicked. So it was a kind of unexpected, though, you know, the country is witnessing such things.
Yes.
In the past month. So the opposition was blaming actually the security fails.
Okay. As you mentioned, in October, you experienced that deadliest attack on Turkish soil, 103 people killed, with that peace rally in Ankara being targeted. That attack was blamed at the time on ISIS, on the Islamic State. Is the government said anything about who's responsible for this attack, or has anyone claimed this attack? Is there any evidence pointing towards any group?
For now, we don't know who the perpetrators of this attack are. The October attack was primarily blamed on the Islamic State. But we had some government statements in a veiled maybe way, maybe pointing to PKK. But when we look at the nature of the attack, which is targeting the military compound, some could think of the PKK, but some other circles are saying that it could be Islamic militants. So far we don't know who they are, but the government said that they formed an investigation committee made up of prosecutors, and they will, as soon as possible, shed light on who did it.
We did hear there a little of the Deputy Prime Minister, Nyman Kurtulmuş, speaking. He called on the international community to stand by Turkey and to not discriminate between terrorist groups and to not favour one group over the other. It seemed obvious he was suggesting there that the United States and others not continue to support some of the Kurdish militia on the ground in Syria, because these are the same groups that Turkey is targeting with airstrikes and other kind of artillery attacks at the time. So do you think that was the Deputy Prime Minister signalling they believe it is PKK?
It could be, because we also have the Turkish president made a written statement after the attack, and without specifying, he said that he warned that Turkey will not shy away from using its right to self-defense anytime to any attack taking inside its borders or outside its borders. We know that over the past months there are serious frictions between Ankara and Washington over how to categorize PYD. Turkey says that PYD is a Syrian branch of the PKK, mm-hmm. which is the Turkish Kurds who wage a bloody insurgence against the state. However, Washington sees PYD as the effective force against the ISIS on the ground. So we can interpret that, you know, while Kurtulmuş is calling on the international community and the United States to stand unity, they say that, you know, the PYD vote is a terrorist as the PKK. It could be, but we still don't have any specific statement from the government that who carried out this attack.
And just finally then, Fulya, given that, as I mentioned, the government has intensified in just the last week its airstrikes over northern Syria, attacking, as you say, the PYD, the Syrian branch of the PKK, the Kurdish groups on the ground in Syria, is this likely to cause this attack, if it turns out to be carried out by Kurdish militia, is that likely to put pressure back onto President Erdogan about the fact that it's a reciprocal attack for the airstrikes that are going on in Syria at the moment?
It could be. Now, Turkey is very concerned over the recent advances made by the Syrian Kurdish militia in the northern Aleppo province near the Turkish border. And today, when the Turkish president spoke to some local officials in Ankara, he clearly said that we will not allow a new Kurdish stronghold on our southern border, referring to the Syrian Kurdish militia forces. Erdogan also stepped up a war of words with the United States because Washington's support for the PYD is the best fighting force on the ground against the Islamic State jihadists.
Yes, that seemed to be what the Deputy Prime Minister was referring to. Fulya, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Fulya Özarkın, an AFP correspondent in the Turkish capital of Ankara.